Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, good evening, good evening. Thank you for joining us here at the Transformation Cafe. And once again, we're sitting with some of our regular diners, and we are hoping to have a guest come in tonight. I think she's having some problems parking. You know how that goes, a darn valet thing that happens sometimes. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Well, Mr. Jamie, he's hanging in there up in the heart of the great Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington.
That's awesome. Hopefully you're not hanging by your toes or anything.
No. I have a cat in my lap, though.
Oh, that's good. It's always nice to have a cat in your lap, especially on this certain time of the day when you're just ready to kick back and take it easy and have a little friend with you. That's always nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, always nice. Yeah. How is it in Seattle?
I would take this over some of the other weather in the country, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's pretty mild, and it's kind of dry. Of course, it's not as dry and mild as down there, but in Southern California. No, it's not too bad.
Good.
Almost the end of January, so time is flying by.
Yes, it is. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can't believe how fast this month has gone. Everybody's been saying that. I can't believe that. So, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing just ducky.
Ducky?
Wait, ducky.
She's doing ducky tonight. How is it in beautiful San Diego tonight?
Ooh, it's nice and foggy, and it feels like rain, even though it hasn't come yet. It's just... It makes you hold your breath.
Makes you hold your breath?
Yes.
Can you go around holding your breath all day? Wow.
You're waiting for it to happen.
Waiting for it to happen? Is it supposed to rain?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so. It's like we were waiting for rain for quite a while. Yeah,
exactly. But it smells.
Yes,
smells
we
like
do
rain
need the
in
rain.
The morning, and then you've got the fog this morning.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I'm Robin Miss Evans, one of the other regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. We thank you all for joining us. If there's anybody who has anything conversation, wants to go ahead and give us a call, you can call at 646-727-3206. So we were going to have one of our guests on here, and she's having a little difficulties with that. So, Gloria, do you have any experience with Reiki?
You want to know if I have any experience with Reiki?
Experience with Reiki, uh-huh.
With Reiki?
Reiki.
You mean the session like we had at my house?
Yes. So you are a Reiki master?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. Can you say a little bit about Reiki? Because we actually were waiting for our guest to come on, and I think she's having some technical difficulties, so I'm going to have you kind of talk about that for a second while I see if I can help her to get on the line real quick here.
So who is our guest?
Huh? Her name is Debbie Veach. Her name is Debbie Veach, and she is a Reiki master. She's had the Enchanted Forest for, I think it's 4 or 5 years now in Las Vegas, and I'm going to be a guest speaker there with my Flowerful Living, Flowerful Wisdom that we're going to be doing on the 21st of February. So I had asked her if she wanted to come on and kind of talk about her practice and some different things about Reiki energy.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear from her and how she does her Reiki practice.
So if you could talk for a couple seconds about the Reiki, and hold on a second, and I'm going to go ahead and see if we can get her on the line real quick, Sarah. So if you could go ahead and talk about Reiki a little bit, that would be really appreciated.
What aspect of Reiki would you like to talk about?
Kind of the beginnings of it and how you maybe got started, so people can kind of get a sense of how different practitioners come to the, you know, that modality.
Well, I got started by, I don't know if you want to call it mistake or divine guidance. I was actually reading about out-of-body travel, and I had laid down to practice some of the therapies that, or the processes and the practices that this book had described. And I heard a voice inside my head that told me to put my hands right next to each other and to imagine energy flowing out of them, kind of like an anime cartoon, when you would see the superheroes with their powers that come out of their eyes and their hands. And I was told to imagine that energy was flowing from one hand to the other and to mentally give it a tangibility, if you will, even if it was just in the form of light. And I could feel the energy from one hand going to the other. They had me like turn it on and turn it off and turn it on and turn it off. And then they had me lay down and put my hands out and to imagine, because the air around us is just like every other, I guess we could call it atom, molecule. I was going with cell, but I was in the wrong place. So every molecule has the electrons, the neutrons, and the protons. And I was told that air is no different. And so air has an electron. And so I was to lie there, and to put my hands out and just feel the electrons coming from the air. And I realized that I could feel this energy and I could share it back and forth between my hands. And so I started, I laid down and I just imagined all of this air all around me and feeling the electrons in each of the molecules of the air that surrounded me. And I laid there for as long as I had the patience. When you start to meditate or when you start to do any kind of a practice, your mind will stay still for only so long before you go, okay, I need, you know, you think about something. And so I had remained there until I got to that point. And when I stood up, I was so amazed. It felt like I had 5 cups of double espresso coffee. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes. And then later, I ended up enrolling in a class. You know, I would play with it, and it was like, oh, I can, you know, give energy to somebody, and I can take energy. And I was still in the infancy of understanding about energy work, and I was wearing a bracelet, one of those metal bracelets that you get. It wasn't cheap jewelry, but it wasn't the high-end type of jewelry, so it wasn't pure gold. And
uh-huh.
I was wearing this bracelet, and I was doing this energy work on this gal. And when, and at the time, I didn't know it was energy work. I was just practicing. You know, she said that
uh-huh.
she was cold. We were at an outside event, and she was wearing boots, and it was kind of wet. It had been raining, and so her feet were cold from being wet in her boots. And I said, oh, here, you know, let me warm you up. And when I was finished, I had used both of my hands, and I realized that the hand that was wearing the bracelet, it felt inside my arm from the elbow to the wrist. It felt
uh-huh.
like someone had gone in there and disrupted all of the cells in my body in that
oh,
one
wow.
particular area. And so
uh-huh.
I realized that it was from the bracelet, but I didn't know what I was doing. But at that point in time, I went ahead and quit wearing jewelry because it would just impede my process. And then later I went into a class that was working with training people for medical intuitive. Uh-huh. And then also, I was taking a class with Vianna Stiebel, and she's out of Montana, and she developed her theta healing. And so I was taking the theta healing class, and I met, we had a break, we went into the lunchroom, and I was listening to someone talk about getting Reiki training and how they had been, they had done Reiki 1 through someone else, and they were wondering about moving forward. And this conversation, I just inserted myself into it because the description sounded a lot like the energy that I was practicing with, and I really didn't know too much about it. And so in the course of the conversation, one of the ladies turned out to be a Reiki master teacher. And I determined that I would go to one of her classes, and I had already done a lot of emotional clearing and a lot of catharsis work. And so when I did my first Reiki attunement, it felt like I really had, she had talked about how things would be expelled from the body and that you would could go through emotional, a lot of emotional catharsis, and so not to be concerned about it. And I remember coming back, and I was doing the practice because you had to go and practice on so many people before you could, you know, go to the next level or even begin to charge for it. And you gave away free sessions practicing on people. And a lot of it, I realized that it, a lot of it was so that you can tap in and feel someone else's energy, and you can feel your own energy, and you can become cognizant and aware of exactly how these things feel, because everyone has different tell signs. Like when people have had enough energy and I've been working on them, my body, it's like the energy stops flowing, because energy is very intelligent. And so if you no longer need any more, it's like you just kind of stop receiving this energy, because their body, as a you're being the conduit, and their body is the one who's receiving it. And so when you connect, their body pulls energy through you from Creator and from your Reiki master in a different dimension, as well as Creator and the universe. So I realized that when the energy would stop flowing in my body, that it was like I had stepped into, I used to work in restaurants, and when you go into the big freezers or the big refrigerator spaces, and you walk in and you get this blast of cold air, it's not that you are cold, but you know, you walked into a cold surrounding. And so the energy would stop flowing, and then suddenly I would be that cold. It was like this wave of cold just came over me. And then as I became more practiced, it became modified. And so it changes with time. And the more you do it and the more you grow and learn in the practice, it's like you mature in the therapy. And so you are able to assist people with what they're experiencing and what they're feeling. And then they can understand what's going on in their own body. So the first time that I went through, because you go through three levels, the first time that I went through the Reiki attunement, I really didn't have any kind of an emotional process. And I thought, you know, well, this wasn't anything. And so I went through and I did the things that my Reiki master instructor had told me to do. And then I came back and I got the second level. Well, the second level kicked my behind, because I had so much emotional, energetic clearing on that second level, and it took me quite some time. And she had told us that when we wanted to come back for a Reiki master, the third attunement, that she would ask us why we were coming back, and we needed to be prepared to tell her. And, you know, I thought that it needed to be great, this great reason, like creating, you know, your steps and this accountability and accounting. And I just kind of let it go. I went on with life, and I was doing my work as a Reiki master, and some I was inundated with spiritual work and learning about channeling at the time. I started to hear channeling, and I was, you know, typing like hours on end. I felt like I was writing another Seth book. And I was sitting in front of the computer, and I was typing and channeling, and all of a sudden I heard one of my guides come in, and they said, go get Reiki 3.5. I thought, Reiki 3.5? I have no idea what this is. And so I called my Reiki master teacher, and I told her, I said, you know, I just had this happen. I said, and I wanted to come back and get my Reiki master training. And she said, well, you know, what happened? And I told her about the 3.5. I said, I don't know what that is. And she said, oh, that's a Reiki master teacher. And she said, I know exactly what that is. And she said, and the most likely, she said, the reason that you were called to do it now is, she said, I'm moving to Colorado next week.
Oh, there you go. Well, we have our guest online now. Miss Debbie Veach is with us, and she is a Reiki master teacher. So this girl knows how to do a 3.5. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
So thank you, Miss Gloria, for bringing that all up. So people kind of get an idea of what it, of the different levels of dedication and training to be practicing Reiki. Debbie, as I said before, thank goodness we were able to get through the technical difficulties. Yay!
Before I stop and we transition, I would like to add that I would love to be able to see a lot more Reiki practitioners who understand and respect the reverence that goes along with this practice.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many different schools of training, and some of them through yoga centers and massage schools are offering them in mass, and it's not getting, my opinion is that it's not getting the depth of appreciation that it should have. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Debbie, you want to comment on that?
Oh, I agree. There is definitely, through our center, we do everything based on Reiki.org, and we use their books. And as a matter of fact, I have clients that will come to me, and they'll say, I'd like to have a Reiki attunement. Explain to them, well, it's not that simple. You need to go through a class, and you need to go through self-healing, and there's steps that you honor and respect for a reason. As it is in Western society, we've already shortened it so much from the original way that it was taught by Mikao Usui. To me, it's definitely a shame that there's so many places that are not giving Reiki the level of depth that it deserves, because it is something that you are helping others, but you are also helping yourself, and that's the beginning, is understanding and associating yourself to that energy, allowing yourself to heal, allowing the understanding of the process before you even take it any further, and understanding the elegance and the grace behind it.
Now, how long did it take when he first started the trainings compared to what it is now?
Well, you know, I mean, I've read different things that have said to me, the only thing I could share with you is just the statistics of it all. He trained over 2,000 students, but he only had less than 1% of them that he ever brought to Reiki Master level. So he obviously spent what must have been years of training, is what I would have to say is an assumption, before he considered them Reiki Master.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the United States, depending on where you're going, I've seen, for instance, here in Las Vegas, I've seen everything from teachers who will let you go through all levels back to back to back, and I just look at that and I just can't agree with that. I feel that it needs to have time, that time is your friend when it comes to learning Reiki, and patience is a virtue, and and that you shouldn't be calling yourself a Reiki master if you just took Reiki 2 or Reiki 1, you know, a month ago or something. It's mm-hmm. something that you need to develop and intuitively pay attention to and practice. It's kind of like a doctor who has to go through an internship period. You need to allow yourself an internship period. And,
right.
If that makes sense.
It's like jumping on the freeway when you have no idea what it's like to even just, you know, have a set of wheels, let alone be moving.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And all of a sudden you're on the freeway going, what the heck?
Yeah,
I have to brake on this sucker. And then, yeah.
And then,
yeah.
And then adding a mm-hmm. stick shift to the mixture.
And a hill. one thing, so just kind of back up for a second. So how long have you had the Enchanted Forest?
Well, it'll be 3 years next week.
Three years next week. Okay, and what was your passion and your motivation to just wanting to create a center?
Well, for me, it was personal illness. It was... I had been brought up, first of all, in childhood with energy healing work and what would be considered probably somewhat a form of Reiki, although it wasn't the official Reiki. It was very, very similar from the time of my childhood. But as an adult, I got married, had kids, and kind of sidetracked a lot of the things I was taught in childhood and just went on with life. And Western medicine was kind of where I went to for any time I didn't feel well. And it's where I went when I got a horrific case of pneumonia that wouldn't go away and never did properly go away. And their answer was just always a prescription drug, one after the other, and eventually got me bedridden. And I finally decided Western medicine obviously wasn't going to help because I was mm-hmm. not functioning. And so I sought out alternative medicine, and I came across a woman who was a naturopath and used a combination of kinesiology and herbology and nutrition and Reiki. And mm-hmm. I recognized the energy work as soon as she did the energy work on me, and I said, you just did some energy work on me, didn't you? And she said, yes, I did. How could you feel that as sick as you are? And I said, well, I recognize that. I worked with energy mm-hmm. work as a child, and I recognized it. Needless to say, I obviously got well. And it was through her work. And I felt a dire need to pay it forward. And I didn't feel confident enough to say that I could dive into, you know, going back to college and taking, you know, intense courses on nutrition and herbs and all of that. But I did feel that search out teachers of the energy healing and become officially certified and pay it forward. And so that's what I did. And I did it with tremendous, you know, passion because it was such a personal journey for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my driving force.
Such a success. No, that's fine. It's such a success when you did over and over again. I think we know that's something that spirit really guides us to, that when we have those personal things that we could really have as our marker to when we
right.
want to change our life.
Right.
It's something that really sets people just in a, you go, you just basically get lifted to just a different path. To have something like that as a
Absolutely.
Challenge in your life and realize this is the new thing that's going to be the thing that I do. Like you said, it's just my sense of service and how I move forward in the world. So
right.
we've got about five
right,
minutes
right.
left, so I want to make sure that you get your quality time here. So how do you feel that Reiki can really help people? And Gloria did a beautiful job describing, you know, some of the challenges she had when she was moving, you know, through learning to realize that, you know, Reiki was also something that really spoke to her. When you're looking for someone who's going to be coming to be a practitioner for you, you know, someone who could come in and assist you with your energy, what should you be looking for as a client?
Well, from the client's perspective, if they're coming to have Reiki done on them, is that what you mean? that what you're asking?
Yeah, and just, you know, you're looking for some place you can go to feel like this is the place for me to get my Reiki session.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big believer in that you follow what feels right. There's a lot of choices out there, and Reiki is becoming more and more popular. And it's hard to know, well, where do I go, you know, because you have this, I am now what used to be 10 years ago where you might have had two choices. Now if you pull it up, you might have 20. And so it's trying to figure out which way to go. And as strange as it sounds and as simple as an answer it might seem, I don't want it to sound like a cop-out, but I believe that each person has an inner knowing. And so take the time to read, because it's worth a read, as to whatever information you can find on each person or each center. And then whichever feels right. Sometimes it's as simple as a synchronicity. So seeing a story that is just so similar to your own, or something about the name really just pulls you. But it is energy work. So it's about whatever energy seems to be pulling you when you're reading the information, because that's the only thing you really have to go by. It's not as if it's an official certification in any of the states here in the United States where you can look up patient history. Now, if there are, what do you call them, testimonials, of course, that's going to help. If you can read on testimonials, that'll help you. But I do feel it's more so where the person has to go upon and trust their inner guidance as to where they're being pulled, and then go with that, because it is energy to energy.
Debbie, I'd also, I would appreciate it, because I have my opinion on this, but I would appreciate also having you speak to the use of, as a client coming in and working with a Reiki master, in the sense of working in combined between Western and Eastern therapies, because there are so many people as Reiki masters that can oftentimes give the practice a bad name because they're not working in conjunction and being responsible as health caregivers.
Right, right. And when the client comes, I always make sure that they understand this isn't to replace Western medicine. This is to do it as a complement to Western medicine in conjunction with Western medicine. That's why you see Reiki at Mayo Clinic and at Cedars-Sinai, because that side of medicine is also starting to shift too, and they're saying there is a legitimacy to this Reiki. And so they're putting it at cancer centers, and they're putting it all over the country. And so that is going to be where you're going to have the greatest benefit, is when you have Reiki masters who are not trying to play God and saying that they're going to heal all, and you have Western medicine doctors who are saying, hey, also check into energy healing. And so if you can combine that too, oh, my gosh, you know, you're on a journey of absolute healing. On every level, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, if you don't block your mind and open yourself up to both the Eastern and Western medicine, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, it just feels like such a miracle that we're even talking this way. I mean, I can remember even, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, like you're saying, you know, it was only about maybe a couple people, and now, you know, there's people do have choices, but I can, you know, it's, you know, quality and quantity along with that too,
right.
Something to be considering with it. So I'm kind of funny. I mean, I usually look at somebody's picture, and for whatever reason, I like look at the energy. There's something about somebody's picture, and now they're presenting themselves usually with the work that they do. And you know, I usually kind of just trust my, like you're saying, I trust my heart to whether, you know, something, if somebody feels more right than another. So we've got about 60 seconds left. So how can people get a hold of you if they're interested in the Las Vegas area? Either to extend and look and be maybe looking at some training. You've got all different kinds of really great programs and things like that on your calendar. If people go to the Enchanted Forest in Reiki Center in Las Vegas, and contact numbers, and then maybe how they could reach you for a session.
Well, the direct phone number to the shop is 702-948-4999. Again, 702-948-4999. Our website is www.enchantedforestreiki.com. And my direct number, if you have questions where you have would like to kind of just spend some time on the phone with me privately, 702-338-4511. You can also go to debbiev@enchantedforestreiki.com and email me. I'd be more than happy to back and forth questions that way as well.
Okay, so there's just all different avenues for information, and like I said, she's got other practitioners that are also available there at the center. And gosh, I want to have you come back so you actually get 30 minutes to be able to talk more about all the different stuff. And I just kind of want to step back and let you and Gloria have a conversation. I think that was really fabulous. The whole having a couple of Reiki masters, very honored with all that, and have you guys have a conversation. So we thank you for joining us here at the cafe, and we're going to have you come back. We're going to have you come back. So we want to thank you all.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And we'll see you here next time at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.